Scrooge awoke the next morning with considerable relief. He was alive. His blankets and curtains were still there. He was still in his pajamas. He experienced the unusual sensation of his heart leaping for joy within his breast. "I don't know what to do," he shouted, laughing and crying. For someone so out of practice, his laugh was magnificent. He attempted to spring out of bed. This needed more practice. Picking himself off the floor, Scrooge darted around his room. "I am as light as a feather, as wobbly as a jelly, as silly as a sausage, as happy as a lark." Outside, the bells merrily jingled their Christmas morning melody. "It's Christmas Day! Hooray!" Scrooge dressed quickly and pattered downstairs, forgetting his shoes. The day was crisp and bright. "Merry Christmas!" he shouted to his astounded neighbours. "What a wonderful knocker!" he exclaimed, giving the knocker on his door a grateful polish. "Here, boy!" A young boy timidly obeyed Scrooge's call. "Take this money. Go and buy the biggest turkey you can find, and take it immediately to Bob Cratchit's house. Oh, and keep the change." Still in his socks, Scrooge walked amongst the people in the street. "Merry Christmas," he called. "God bless you all."